And then if you used baking powder, though, he'd make a biscuit. Did you ever make any kinds of bread out of cornmeal?
Oh, cornbread. We never spoke about corn pones. I don't think we had them, or corn sticks either. Oh, and we make cakes. Corn cakes, we call them. They're fried cakes.
The ordinary kinds of cakes you might have at breakfast, you call those?
Well, we just call them cakes. I don't think the term flapjack or anything of that sort ever was used. It was native to my vocabulary.
Never you call them pancakes.
Oh, pancakes, sure, pancakes.
Do you ever call this cornbread Johnny Cake?
No.
Now, the kind of things with the hole in the center, you call it?
Donuts.
Now, somebody's talking about bread, comparing, it says there's a whole lot of difference between homemade bread and
store bread. Or bought breads. Or baker's bread.
Now, say so you'd buy flour by the sack, and the sack would weigh about
50 pounds, 100 pounds.
What did they use for making the white bread rise?
We used yeast.
Anything particular use for making the salt rising bread?
That was very infrequent in our family. I lived one time with a family that did use it, and there was a special word, but I can't remember it now. It was strange to me at the time.
Yeah. Was that Emptins?
No.
Now, the two parts of an egg, are they?
The yolk and the white.
And then, speaking of the color of the yolk, it says?
Yellow.
Now, the kind that you break into hot water.
Oh, a poached egg.
And then the kind that you put the in the shell and the water.
Oh, boiled egg. Soft boiled or hard boiled. Or you might call it even a 3-minute egg.
The meat that come off the side of the hog, you'd call that
bacon.
Would that be smoked or just soft cured? Would it make any difference?
I wouldn't know the difference if there were any. I presume it was smoked.
And the big pieces of bacon, you'd call those?
Hams.
No, I mean, of bacon.
Oh, bacon. Oh, a side of bacon.